bootlegging, moonshine, yeah.
What about beer that's made at home?
Oh, okay. Makes his own brew. Homebrew.
And wine?
It's homemade wine.
What do you call them? Real cheap wine that you could get at the store? Legal, but really cheap stuff.
Cheap wine.
Do you ever hear Sweet Lucy?
No. I buy cheap wine. I just call it cheap wine.
And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to someone,
"It sure smells good."
And would you just what that?
And you just smell that.
Do you ever say smell of it?
I'd say, before I'd say like, if boy, you know, take a smell of that, I'd probably say take a whiff of that.
And you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time. You say you were buying it in
tons?
Or in
hundreds.
Do you ever say in bulk or bulk?
No, I probably wouldn't, but I'm sure that's the right thing to say.
How have you heard that?
I guess it's probably just what I've read or I've learned in school. People don't use that word very much. I know, he just bought it in a bulk. I know where I see that all the time. That's on the little mail deals. And they don't use a stamp, bulk rate. That's probably the most association I have with that word.
A sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning.
It's jelly.
And what you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Can I have an apple?
And you say, he doesn't live here. He lives way...
over there.
Anything else you say?
Over yonder.
Do you use that?
I probably use it a whole lot with my kids. I say, go get it. It's over yonder. You know, where is it, Mama? I told you, it's over yonder.
And you tell somebody, don't do it that way. Do it...
do it like this.
Or do it
this way.
Huh?
Do it like this or do it this way.
Do you ever say this away?
This away. Yeah, I'm sure I have. This away.
And if you're not, if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're
poor.
You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child, what father was rich? Next door was a child.
That was rich.
We're talking about the father being rich. Next door was a child.
With a rich father.
Would you say that his father was rich or whose father was rich? Or
there was a child next door whose father was rich, I guess.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you'd call that a peach?
Orchard. Orchard.
And you'd ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd tell you, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to somebody else and say, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
And a citrus fruit that grows down in Florida.
An orange.
And if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are
all gone.
Do you ever hear people just say the oranges are all?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Mother says that. No, but that's all. There ain't any more.
Does she ever say the oranges are all?
Yeah. She'll say, like in the garden. The tomatoes were blooming and producing. Well, the tomatoes are all, kids. That's it, you know, like that. I wish you wouldn't do that.
Would you ever say that?
Yes. Yes.
And if you left an apple lying around and it got all dried up, the skin would be all
wrinkled.
And it'd do what? It'd get kind of smaller?
And dried up. All wrinkled and...
what does bacon do when you fry it?
Shrinks.
Or another way of saying that is...
draws up.
Do you ever say swivel or shrivel?
swivel is something on a chair. Okay, a swivel is something on the bottom of a chair that makes it go around. Like that, or a swivel on a...
What about shrivel?
Shrivel up. Yeah. Okay, shrivel.
And